And Chris has been trying to talk me into buying a house. Now, you try to talk me into it. Seems like you have some kind of motivation. What's going on? What's your hidden motive?
I don't have one.
What are you scheming?
You really think I'm a schemer?
Not really, but you don't usually try to talk people into things. You're usually like, whatever, you know. Anyway, I don't care.
Well, you asked my opinion.
But this topic.
And I gave it to you.
Well, you're just like, I don't care. I'll ask your opinion for something. Nah.
That's what I say.
That's usually the noise you make when I'm like, hey, Chris, what do you think? You know, so. So it's odd that you'd pressure me into buying a house like this. You know? What's going on over there?
Nothing.
What's going on under that 76ers ball cap?
A lot less than you might think.
Okay. So, I have to admit, you know, and the thing is, I've got to get it done. If I'm going to do it, I got to do it like within the next week, you know, because my lease is up at the end of July, you know, so you have to get the house and then you need to give time for closing and all that stuff. So I got to get this taken care of. So we got to decide soon, you know, if this is a good idea or not, you know, and considering how, like, for example, actually, this is something that may help me because I hate doing laundry, and one of the reasons I hate doing laundry is transporting the laundry to and fro. Whereas if I could just chill out and it's in my laundry machine for me to retrieve whenever I want, you know, that's an obvious plus. That's something that will obviously help me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area. So I don't know. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a renter myself. I'm married. I got a kid, you know, and we're looking at buying a house just because you rent a house, man, you can't do anything with it. You buy the house, you can, you know, do the guy stuff that gets you in trouble, and then you realize you don't know what you're doing, like, you know, work on the plumbing and, you know, build decks, and then you got your wife going, I told you you didn't know what you were doing, you dumbass.
Nice, yeah, that's true. There are those projects. And, you know, I would like to make a complete disaster and have, like, my own studio at home.
Well, yeah.
That could be really tacky. I could have, like, go to Walmart and buy some of those eggshell things and put it on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you do have a wild party going on and you got neighbors, you know, then all they got to do is complain to the landlord, and then the landlord's on your butt. If you own the house, it's like, you know what? This is my house. Shut up.
You're right. This guy makes the best argument I've heard so far, Chris.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good stuff.
I say buy the house.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Hey there, what do you think?
Actually, I just wanted to let you know that a good point about owning a home is you're a little more marketable to the female population.
Uh-huh.
It always looks good if, you know, the guy owns his home, it shows responsibility, shows you to be, you know, you're just a little more marketable.
Now, I don't know if I, you know, that's pretty good advice, but that almost makes me feel like a sleaze.
Well.
What are you saying about me?
Well, you know, all you can do is present yourself the best possible, whether it's true or not. That's to be seen later. But, you know, it's a positive point on your side.
You're right. Hey, and like I say, I need to skew it in my direction as much as possible, so.
There you go. Every little bit helps.